Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
to a Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
and Robbie the Degenerate.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen, on a stacked sports weekend that we're going into. We are not wearing pants on this Friday morning. Your Miami Heat are up 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Your Canes are back in action tomorrow. Your Marlins have a big series starting up this weekend. They're in the playoff race. You got the Miami Dolphins back in action. Revenge game for Fitzpatrick against the Buffalo Bills. It's all happening.
Inter Miami playing on Saturday.
Inter Miami's playing tomorrow. I can't watch it, but you guys can. Something tells me they should probably move that time if they want people watching soccer. A little tough. 7 o'clock on a Saturday. Woo. It's crazy. By the way, you want some goosebumps, Leroy? Want some goosies?
Sure.
This comes from Mark Jones. Great broadcaster for ESPN.
Oh, he lives down here, right?
Oh, he's the man. Here's what he tweets. I don't know if this is his nugget or if anybody else came up with it, but this is the first time I'm reading it. Jimmy Butler bought his teammates a gourmet dinner for his own birthday Monday. His chef prepared it. Jimmy dislikes his birthday, so he had his Miami Heat teammates come in, get the delicious food, take it to their rooms and eat. Quote, I love y'all. Let's get this ring.
Dude,
the goosies, man. That gives me the goosies.
Hey,
that's goosebumps right there.
I picture you right now. This is our picture. You and your wife.
Hmm?
Y'all going to get something to eat.
Yeah.
And she says something that jerks on your heartstring a little bit.
Yeah.
And you go, let's get married. Right?
Yeah. And?
Yeah. That's it.
I'm happy.
That's how it
works. 10 years of marriage, never been happier.
No. Don't say that. She's standing right there.
No, she's not. Well, maybe she is. I don't know.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, so good. Oh, man. What a win that was yesterday. And you have the Celtics melting down in front of us. It's so great. How do you think EEI is going this morning? You think it's going fantastic for Brad Stevens?
Oh,
they wanted him fired after game one.
Oh, my goodness.
Now they're all fighting. They're fighting after the second game.
That's what happens, man. That's nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
Yeah, the Boston Globe reporter, he says, I've never seen anything. He's been covering the team for 20 years. He says, I've never seen it that angry before.
Yeah. You're down 0-2 and you had double-digit leads in both the games. You should be pissed off.
Well, listen, it's a 48-minute game, Leroy, okay? If you want to come out here and play till 21, you know.
Hey, would you rather – let me ask you a question. If it's your team, Would you rather minimum, huh? Them's the breaks. You have some good ones and some bad ones.
Oh, listen. What I want is I want them to melt down, fight. Go ahead.
They're not going to melt down.
Here's what's going to happen, though. Here's what's going to happen. Because when you're already doing that, when you're down 2-0 is a lead that is you're
going to
march back from. You can march back from 2-0. I don't know if you know this. The Heat, they won a championship down 2-0.
Who was on that team?
D-Wade, Shaq, Zoe, Gary Payton, Antoine Walker.
Posey. Okay.
White Chocolate.
Okay.
Anderson.
You see how veteran that team is?
Wayne Simeon. Doliak.
UD.
All right. Now you're comparing them to the 06.
I'm just saying, it's not one that you should be melting down. Dude, you know what they did?
You know what meltdowns are? Here's the thing. It's when you realize that you need to do more and you question whether you can.
Yeah, and they can't. They realized. That basically, Jason Tatum said it after the game. They just, or maybe it was Kemba Walker. Which one was it?
Couldn't tell. They had the mask on.
No, because they're not, you know.
I know.
I just don't remember which one said it.
You can tell when Kemba Walker's talking because he looks like a peanut.
One of them said, Kemba Walker had a weird hat too. It was like a Yankees hat with it was upside down. But one of them said, they just played harder than us. And that's got to hurt.
You're like, usually the guy that says that is the guy that was playing extra hard so he can say that.
So you think it was Kemba?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe like Kemba can't say anything. He's been a bum up until now.
Text writes in my head, the person Marcus Smart was yelling at was Brad Stevens. I picture Marcus Smart yelling at everybody like he's the coach, and I picture Brad Stevens in the corner sucking his thumb. I do. He's curled up.
No, I picture Brad Stevens going, guys, come on, guys. Let's calm down.
He was
guys.
Broken. Spo broke him. Spo broke him by the fourth quarter. He broke him. He was so mad. Everybody's like, wow, never seen Brad Stevens that mad. Yeah, you want to know why? Because he's seeing what real coaching is, okay? It's hey.
Wait,
time for expectations, Bradley.
You know, he's not the first coach to not have an answer.
Yeah, but he's the first coach that everybody treats as like the MIT of basketball.
It's not his
and
doing.
And now he has no answer.
It's not his doing.
It's his doing. He likes it.
Oh, you. So wait a minute.
He likes it.
Man, you got to let this go.
Nope.
Who cares? The Heat are up 2-0.
Because
I don't care about all that sideshow stuff. Two wins away from the finals.
Here's the thing here's what's adorable about you, okay?
What?
See, I have such a warm Heat heart. I could do both, all right? I can love the win and also take joy in my enemy's failures. And I don't forget what people said about Brad Stevens and what they said about Eric Spoelstra. And Brad Stevens had rose petals thrown at his feet since he's walked in the league. Eric Spoelstra, he's been coaching for over a decade. And finally, people are giving him props and not saying he's a product of LeBron James. Finally. That's garbage. And so, yeah, I'm going to take a little joy in Brad Stevens having a sourpuss on his face.
Question.
Because Rachel Nichols asked him a question. He goes, we're going to play better.
Hey. Here you go. If you could, I don't want to ask you this because I want to have a decent conversation, but I know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You think if voters could do it all over again, they would think that what Eric Spoelstra has done with this team far and exceeds what Nick Nurse did with that team when Kawhi left?
Maybe, but you want to know something? Coach of the Year is a stupid award. You want to know why Coach of the Year is a stupid award?
Because usually they get fired the next year.
Not that, but also the Coach of the Year award is this award. We got this. The Coach of the Year award should be, we got this wrong about your team award. When the media was like, we don't think you're going to be that good, and you're actually a little bit better than you thought they were, they give you the award. That's the award. It's not actually that you did a better coaching job. It's just that the media was wrong about you. That's why you get the award.
You cover the media spread.
Exactly. Rob. Yes, exactly. Let's get to headlines, Robbie.
That's what
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
You're in rare form. You know why I know you're in rare form?
Why's that?
Because Robbie can't even chime in. He doesn't know where to jump in. Like, We playing double dutch. He don't know where to jump in.
Yeah, because I'm taking a lot of victory laps today, Leroy. All right, and I'm doing it on my 2-0 float.
Well, I'm on the 2-0 float too, but I'm just happy that I'm on the 2-0 float, and I don't care about nothing else.
Right, but that's, you know, being happy is great. I'm happy too, but also a lot of stuff bothered me yesterday.
Well, no, that's because see, why would you deny being Pope Petty?
I'm not Team Petty anymore.
Well, tell you what, Noel.
What?
Oh, we're not Team Petty anymore, but if it happens to be a Heat Lakers NBA Finals, we're back.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah, we have to. I'm getting my sword. I'm digging my sword.
I gotta tell you what though, Robbie. I may have to grab my rod and my staff for Saturday because you see who's coming back. That fake whale, Gordon Hayward.
I forgot about him either.
You wanted him?
No.
Yes, fake you did. Whale.
Fake. Yo, you wanted something? He turned Riley down because you want to know something? He wanted to be Peter Pan. He didn't want to grow up. He wanted to make his NBA career just like when he was coached at Butler. And you want to know something? There's times where you got to grow up. And what's happened? His career's gone to dust since he's been with the Celtics. Dust. And you know who's? And you know what? I'm glad that he said no because then maybe we don't have Jimmy Buckets. Don't think Riley forgot. Riley's on a revenge tour right now. You guys just don't know it. He's smiling from ear to ear under that mask.
What? Why? Why? I'm surprised you haven't gone, oh, and another thing. Like, you just let it go, man. 2-0. Two wins away from a finals.
Two of the four chickens have hatched.
Huh?
Two of the four chickens have hatched. So the other two haven't hatched yet. Let's
I have some beautiful peeps with
no,
me.
No, no. What chickens are you counting? You either get all the chickens or none.
Shouldn't we have dragon eggs, Robbie?
That's right. Don't count the dragons before they hatch.
Oh, man. Goran Dragic. What a baller.
Hey,
I love him.
I can't understand.
My
and
guy.
I still can't figure this out.
Hmm?
When you think of a guy who's fast and quick, right? You don't think of Goran. Goran's crafty. Right?
The man. He's the man.
Why is he always laying the ball up?
Because they can't handle it. They get the iron shoulder, son, and he's got all these moves. They don't know what that step back three on Tice.
Whoa.
Oh, I was so money.
Hey, it's time to let that Tice thing go, right?
Hmm?
I'm surprised they didn't play Cantor more. He was killing the Heat when he was in the game.
Cantor?
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
It's about time to let that Tice thing go, right?
What do you mean?
Well, because, you know, you remember how much they praised him. Ooh, Tice.
Tice, he's underrated. Wash from Bam. Yeah, I mean, he can go wash my car, is if you mean that. He can wash something else at Bam's. His jockstrap.
I can't wait for Saturday.
Saturday is going to be sports crack.
I don't know what I'm going to do. It could have stressful moments at the exact same time. You could have the Canes driving down against Louisville with 30 seconds left, and you could have the Heat and the Celtics in a tight game with a minute left.
Robbie,
all going on at the same time.
Robbie. Stop it.
What?
Stop it.
What did I do?
What did you do? Right? Soon as you give your preview of the Canes, there ain't no way in hell they're going to be driving down the field with 30 seconds.
Well, we don't know. We've been just listening to the Magnificent Seven. I may have something to say about that. but both games are going to be ending around the same time because the Canes start at 7:30 and college football minimum 3.5-hour games, sometimes even 4-hour games.
So are the Canes going to be out of the top 20 when all the other teams come back?
I mean, that seems unfair.
I mean, they're not going to come back till late October at the earliest. October 24th is when all these teams come back. By the way, this warms my heart a little bit. So once the Big Ten announced that they were coming back, you had the Pac-12, they're talking about coming back. Then the Mountain West, you're talking about coming back. And then the MAC. The MAC is working on a plan to come back in October. We could have MAC-tion again.
Tuesday football, baby. Well,
they should do it every single week on a Tuesday night, their season.
That sucks, man. If you're in college and everybody's getting all fired up for the weekend and you play on Tuesday.
I think they like it.
Nice, the national exposure, baby, and the action.
Texter writes in, Toby, did you read the Undefeated article on UD and how he motivates the young guys? So silly how Mike Ryan and Leroy used to argue that he doesn't deserve 1/5 spot on the roster. Should be retro minus one for both of them. And let me tell you something. Did you read this article? Did you read it?
No, that's not what I said.
I didn't know Mike Ryan was on the UD slander train.
All the time. All the time. Trust me.
Hey, by the way, I make fun of UD because he's old.
Yep.
Okay.
Minus one.
But, wait, hold on.
Nope.
But I have never said anything negative about what he does on the Heat in the Heat organization.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This article, he also, like Jimmy Butler, is a bit psychotic. Because he said he didn't leave his room until his wife got there. They put a picture up, Leroy. He's got an entire shelf wall of Chunky's Campbell soup. He says, I don't want to have any comfortable food because we're in a business trip right now. So I need to keep myself on an edged mentality. He won't sleep on his king size bed. He's 6'8". He's sleeping on the couch. And Jimmy Butler's doing the same thing, by the way. They're both giant gentlemen sleeping on a terrible hotel couch. I imagine their couch is probably nicer than other couches, but still, it's a couch. Nobody chooses couch over bed. That's stupid. And I imagine that the food at the bubble has got to be a lot more decent than Campbell's Chunky Soup.
Hey, by the way, do you not recall one Leroy Horde sleeping on a floor in Vegas?
It was a bad choice.
Excalibur. Hey,
I was just inhaling COVID because I'd never been that sick.
Yeah, right. He had like COVID 5, like the OG.
Right, I had the OG COVID because I'm surprised you didn't get it. We got in the car. He says, "Hey man, you all right?" I'm like, no. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, man. Like, yeah. No, man. Hey, you guys misunderstand me making fun of UD. And I hate that I have to explain this, right? I have never, ever, 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 ever said a negative word about what UD has done or what he does for the organization. I haven't. He's just old. I will always make fun of old athletes.
You made fun of UD in front of Tyler Hero.
Yeah. That don't mean I don't acknowledge what he does for the organization.
Back when you guys were allowed in the studio, we had Heat personnel in the studio, and you made a UD joke.
Wait.
He's so proud of himself, too.
In fairness to me, I try to find creative ways of sneaking it in. But I'll say the same thing to him.
I don't know if you said that to his UD's face.
No, I will. I will. Oh, I always call him old head. I do.
Minus one.
No, that's not. Look, think about this. What do you think they call Fitzpatrick? Grandpa. Old man.
It's not just the old jokes, Leroy. You make bench jokes, too. You make all the references of him not playing.
You said that
he doesn't play.
Minus one.
Well, because you don't understand what he's doing. Like
I know. Nope. You're trying to take it. You're trying to take what I'm saying, right? And trying to make that a negative thing as far as me attacking UD. But me saying, hey, man, UD does not play.
This is what he says.
Minus one.
Quote, for me, practices are my games. When we're in practice, I'm going all out, getting my reps. I was able to start the preseason game and play 22 minutes. I hadn't even played in 3 or 4 years, wasn't tired, didn't even feel out of rhythm. I take this bleep serious. That's another reason why guys follow my lead, because I don't just talk about it, I show you. I'm not going to be the guy that sits on the sidelines going, yeah, eating potato chips, drinking soda. That ain't me. I want to be in the trenches. I want to sweat. I want to be in practice. I want you to see it. So when I say something to you, you can't question me. You've already seen me do it and put the work in.
See you do it in practice.
There's those big grains falling. Hey, culture.
You think the young guys know about that baseline jumper?
Dude, that thing was wet. There's a bunch of kids around Miami rolling around. They don't know about that UD baseline jumper.
Yep.
Bunch of charlatans. Take a quick break. We're back after this. Oh, yeah. Jimmy Butler anthem. Kicks your ass and then dances to a little Hall & Oates. It's so funny, man. Like, it's got to feel just amazing for him and what he's been able to do this season, finding a place where he feels at home. I think Heat fans have fallen in love with Jimmy Butler. It's so, I don't know what you could equate this to, where a guy comes in like this and you just fall for a guy so much because you're just like, wow, this guy really is everything the organization represents. He is the ultimate, like, for the guy's narrative to come in that he's a bleep hole and that he's not a good teammate, and then to see how much his teammates love him down here. Goran Dragic calls him his brother. He's, in fact, taken Zoki's name. They're calling each other Gogi and Zoki. He basically stole Zoran Dragic's name, Jimmy Butler. You know how much you have to love somebody to give him your brother's name, Leroy? In Slovenian, of course. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Now,
I think we do this. You may not recall because you tend to forget these things. Remember how excited you were with Hassan?
Yeah, not the same though.
Now, I will say this: is that
Hassan was never the leader of the team
before Jimmy Butler ever played a minute of Heat basketball. Everybody said, "Wow, this is a match made in heaven." Yep. He is so Heat culture. So you went into it with a different frame of mind, right? In a different frame of mind. And the fact that it's actually playing out exactly how you thought, with some actually, even better than you expected, that probably would lead us to believe these things.
I think the other thing, too, that's awesome about it is I feel like a lot of playoff basketball that I've always watched, it's always been usually if you smell a blowout coming, a blowout's coming. You know, there's always Like there's a lot of the times in playoff basketball, like you'll have a game where it's like it just goes bad and you're like, ah, all right, just 1-7, no biggie. And this team, I never feel that way. I feel like they're always going to have some kind of rally in them because it's just what they've done basically the entire playoffs.
You know what that is? Three-pointer.
Not all of it. I mean, their big rally was Bam basically going to the rack.
8 times in a row.
So good. Jimmy Butler, though, yesterday, he talked about what is the mood of the team when they aren't playing that well. And because I imagine every time, it can't always be a Udonis speech that is punched through. It's like I'm sure he's just got, like, people are just like, all right, well, I guess we're going to dig ourselves out of another one. Here's what Jimmy Butler had to say.
We look each other in the eye and we tell each other when we're on some BS. Spoke's going to do it. I'm going to do it. Jay's going to do it. Tyler's going to do it. Dunker's going to do it all the way down the line because it's unacceptable. We know whenever we're not playing the way that we're supposed to be playing. And as bad as it sounds, it's like a switch. It just turns on us up. There we go right there. So I'm telling you, straight-faced communication, move on and get it done.
The old switch.
Not a big fan of the switch.
Not a big fan of the switch. I don't think he's a big fan of the switch either.
I would say this though. Give Spo a little bit more credit. Because here's why.
You just call him Crow?
Yeah. Give Spo.
Coach, behold me.
Give Spo a little bit more credit from this aspect. In order to turn it around, something has to happen that gets the team moving in the right direction. And so maybe it was all the alley-oops to Bam, right? That kind of ignited things. But without that change of plan, it doesn't happen. So Spo does deserve a lot of that credit. The players play.
Yes.
And they have to turn it around. But the fire starter is the coach who puts that team in the right place.
When you want to find out what happened and you need people to be honest, who do you go to figure out what was going on the team when you need things to be honest?
UD?
No. When you want the truth, you go to Gogi because you know Gogi's going to give you the juice.
Oh, if I'm being honest.
Here's Goran Dragic at half about what they did at halftime.
At halftime we didn't panic and we didn't talk about the offense. If I'm honest, we talked about our defense. Our defense was terrible the first half. I think so they had like 26 points in the paint or something like that, and it was just too easy for them. And our main concern was defense. And at halftime we talked only about that. So and then when you see that you get a couple of stops, it opens up in offense. And yeah, the dive series really, we really explore that and make some great plays. And from there on, they went to zone two a couple of times. So.
But not as good as our zone.
You think if they ever need to know the truth about what happened in the locker room, the first person they go into is Gogi?
Yep. He's like, listen, if I'm honest, you're going to find out what happened. He's going to let you know. That's why he's the man. Getting a free coffee this morning because Jimmy Butler says first cup is on the house today, which is crazy to me that he's making his best friend pay for coffee. I mean, that's a businessman, I guess. It's a wild thing. But listen, he better show up today and Jimmy better be there because, as we know, yesterday, Gogi showed up with money in hand for his coffee, and Buckets wasn't there.
I came to a Big Face coffee. But it's closed, man. Unfortunately, and this time I bring cash, too. Now I don't have other option to go to Little Face coffee.
You know what we call Little Face coffee? We call that Tice coffee. He's Little Face. Right in his face. Dagger. Oh, you're going to put the big German on me? The big switch? Psh.
Multiple times.
Nonstop. What do you know what they say about insanity, Robbie? You know, the thing about, you know, doing it over and over again, thinking a different result? Psh. Brad Stevens. Idiot.
That's, I mean, okay.
Are we allowed to cut into WEEI?
We could try and do that. We could try to do that. But we got to do our football picks coming up next,
that's,
man.
Right.
We got to do our football draft, get it all set and going. And
what's our record?
We got us at you were
0-4.
You were 0-4.
I was 1-2-1.
You guys seem to know my record pretty easily.
I was 1-2-1.
None of us were good. None of us were good.
Essie, you know why? Because no favorites won.
We'll get to that coming up next. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. Hey, if you guys want to get some money making some football picks, join the radio.com Pick'em Challenge, the Rocket Mortgage Radio.com Radio Pick'em Challenge. Go to radio.com/picks. You guys can pick all the games. You can pick them up against the radio.com hosts. I was awful last week, but I was one of the few, one of the only two in the entire company to pick Jacksonville over the Colts. So there is that. Log on to radio.com/picks.
Oh, excuse me. Who are you a fan of?
Jaguars.
Okay.
But, bro, I mean, they got a dude, bro, at quarterback. Dude. They didn't even tell me about the celebrations, dude. Go and check that out. You guys can win $1,000 every single week. Grand prize at the end of the year is $10,000. So super easy to do. Go on out there. Check that out. But we got to get to our picks for the week. We got Ron Rothstein joining us later on today's show. Chris Perkins going to join us later on the show. Ball and shortstop Miguel Rojas later on today's show.
Oh, yeah.
Packed final hour of the program. So we got all that coming. And, of course, we are celebrating the Heat win all morning long as well. Taking your texts, taking your calls at 786-360-0790. A lot of people want to get on this Heat bandwagon, too. We got to do a ruling on that. And there's been one who's atoned, Leroy. A confessional to Heat, to the Heat culture. So we'll see if we forgive their sins. But let's get to our picks. You were last week, Leroy, so I believe that it puts you on first pick in the draft. What do you got for?
Does it put me first?
Yeah.
That's how drafts typically work.
We're not doing the golf rules.
All right. As my first pick, these spreads are ridiculous.
I know. They're very fast.
Like, it's crazy.
It's like open house.
But you know what's not crazy? I'm going to take the 49ers over the Jets, -7.
Ooh.
Oh. All right. I may or may not have had that game.
The Gates might be fired after this week.
Robbie, yep. Go ahead, man.
Oh, I'm glad nobody took this game off the board. Bills, Dolphins. Bills are laying 6 points against the Dolphins, and I think the Bills are going to steamroll the Dolphins because the Dolphins are not going to be able to stop the run. I have the over-under on punts for the Bills at 1.5, and I'm going to have the under, maybe because Josh Allen misses somebody once and then they have to punt. But other than that, they're going to score on basically every single drive down the field. They might get 300 yards rushing. Give me the Bills. Lay the 6 points. I know there's going to be fans for the Dolphins, but I think at least half of them are going to be Bills fans. Give me the Bills. Lay the 6 points.
I was going to pick that game, but I was going to pick the Dolphins to win. So whatever. It's off the board. I am going to start off. I'm going to take the Carolina Panthers +8.5. Over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I've never been more uninspired than seeing the Bucs in week one.
That's another good one.
They look terrible. And then I'm going to take the Cardinals over the Washington football team -6.5.
So now it's back to me. And I'm gonna take the Detroit Lions. They're getting 6.5 points in Green Bay. Look, I know Detroit had an epic choke last week, and Aaron Rodgers had a nice bounce back game. But I remember both games against Detroit last year. Detroit was terrible last year, and both games against them, the Packers needed a game winning field goal from Crosby to beat the Lions both times. I'm not saying the Lions win, but 6.5 seems like a big overreaction. Give me the Detroit and the 6.5 points.
All right,
Leroy, you get two games in a row.
Yep. I'm going to take the Texans over the Ravens, getting 7.
All right.
And then I will follow that up with taking the Chargers, getting 8.5 against the Chiefs.
Ooh.
Tasty. Robbie?
I'm going to Monday Night Football. You got the Saints at the Las Vegas Raiders playing their first game in their new stadium. I know nobody's going to be there.
Voice of Monday Night Football, John Gruden.
Yeah. So, and the Saints are giving 6 points, but they're not going to have Michael Thomas for the Saints. I feel like that's a lot. I'm going to take the Raiders at home getting 6 points. And then look, the Raiders just had a nice game last week against the Carolina Panthers. Home dog, 6 points. And without their best player, arguably, give me the Raiders and the 6 points.
Okay, I am going to take Jacksonville +7.5 over old game manager Ryan Tannehill and the Tennessee Titans. And my final game.
You know he's having a lot of success, right? The last
whatever.
2 years.
Whatever, bro. Whatever.
Does he not get credit for that success?
No, he doesn't. I saw what happened. What happened in the playoffs is what's always going to happen in the playoffs with him, which is come up short. And then I'm going to take Seattle -3.5 over New England. Now, Robbie, you want to explain what's going on with this game?
Well, because I noticed that the Seattle Mariners, they've had all their games moved out of Seattle because of this illegal air going on because of the air quality of all the fires on the West Coast. So far, this game is on, but there's a possibility that the game either gets moved or postponed or whatever because of the illegal air.
All right. Well, I'll pick a backup game, but I'm going to let you pick first because I feel like it's not proper to take a backup game before a real game.
So you get two games, correct?
So go ahead, Robbie.
All right. I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles. They're laying a point against the LA Rams. Now, look, the Eagles had another epic choke job last week against Washington, and the Rams coming off a nice win. But the Rams are traveling cross country, playing a 1 o'clock Eastern time zone game. I know they're going to be there all week next week, but I think the Eagles bounce back at home. I'll take the Eagles, lay the point.
All right, so we got all our games in?
Well, I think...
No, I got one more.
Leroy's got one more, and then you get your backup game.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Steelers -7.5 over the Broncos.
All right. You're going to go with Stinker Fitzpatrick? I gotcha.
Just slim pickings. There's like two games left.
My backup game, I'm going to take Cowboys -4 over the Falcons.
All right.
So -4, that's it?
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah, the Cowboys didn't really look that good last week. That's why only 4.
So those are our picks.
Neither did Atlanta.
We got Robbie's Magnificent 7 coming up in a little bit. Texter writes in, going to be at work in 15 minutes. I'm just cooking breakfast. My ass about to be dumb late. Well, I hope your ass is going to be bare because you should be sans pants today.
Winnie the Pooh.
That's how it should go. Winnie the Pooh in it today. Reality show idea. Goran Dragic and Jimmy Butler backpacking through Europe. I would love that. Another texter writes in, and this is interesting. Tobin, can't lie. Jealous of the Bengals fan getting to watch Burrow sling it while Tua has this Methuselah as OC, teaching him the ancient and extinct offenses. I don't want to, like, you know, make Chan Gailey feel like a dinosaur, even though he is old AF. But
you know what? He is one of the inventors of this hurry up offense.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
But I agree. I am jealous of the Bengals fan, like them getting to see Joe Burrow in action. And the thing is, isn't Joe Burrow, he's supposed to be behind a worse offensive line? Now, he didn't have a lot of time. I think they said he had, like, just over 2 seconds to throw after, I think that was his average yesterday. But they still, like, they had him throw 61 times.
He also has 2 working hips. Speaking of hips.
Pouncy!
Well, borrowed time. He was on borrowed time.
Should we be worried about Tua after, you know, seeing
him? Nah. No. Come on, bro.
No, because here's one of the things you don't have to worry about. He doesn't have a messed up hip having to spend most of his game on the 3-point stance.
That's true. I'm not worried about it, but you know, listen, he got another run under his belt, and he got a new contract. So
yeah,
you know, Pouncey was able to make it last a little bit longer. But I'm with the guy. Yeah, watching Joe Burrow get to play yesterday was super fun.
Different situation, man.
Honestly, it was unfortunate that the Bengals, I mean, they couldn't stop the run at all. I mean, they got trucked yesterday.
Let's be fair though. Cleveland has probably one of the best duos in the league.
Yep.
And Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. So we making it sound like it's like the way the Browns lost to Baltimore last week. We're sitting there thinking, oh, the Browns suck. No, man, Baltimore's really good.
It's crazy. We'll come back.
Hurricane Leroy. Look at this guy. Yeah, like, you guys, so that's me now? I can't. I used to be keeping it real, Leroy.
No.
Now it's Hurricane.
Well, people don't want to. We don't want a hurricane today. We want to have open skies for the silly sauce parade.
And I have not been extremely positive towards
somebody wants to get on the parade float. So I'm going to need a ruling from you on this because
no parade floats.
We'll see. Well, hear me out. You got to hear it out first. Because people are trying to atone for their heat sins, and right? I'm not the most forgiving type of guy. But I could be swayed. We'll see. We'll take a break. 786-360-0790. You can call or text us there. We are back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.